Hey, hi there. You're listening to Bridge I2I's podcast, AI to Impact. My name is Arjun Shenoy, and I help companies succeed in their AI-enabled digital transformation efforts. I'm a director with Bridge I2I, and I focus on building assets and solutions that support execution and quick ROI on clients' digital programs. Hence, I often end up working with CXOs and senior leaders across a range of customer segments. Now, in continuation of our conversation around the impact of COVID-19 on enterprises with thought leaders and industry experts, today we have with us Rono Bijoy Bhomik. So Ronnie comes with about 15 years of experience in leadership positions across technology and the media industry. Ronnie is a director in our digital practice and is also responsible for several strategic digital themes at Bridge I2I. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today, Ronnie.
Hey, thanks, Arjun. Happy to be here.
Ronnie, through the last few months, in fact, even before the COVID-19 pandemic hit us, we've been hearing about the need for intelligent operations or intelligent processes. What would those terms really mean for our customers today?
That's a great question, Arjun. So let's just distill those terms, you know, down to their core components. So we'll start with the end customer. So first and foremost, you want to drive outstanding customer experience across all of your channels, whether that's fulfillment, issue diagnosis and resolution, or driving engagement either upstream or downstream. In order to achieve that, you would also need to increase your operational efficiency and effectiveness of end-to-end processes within your organization, and increasingly extend this to your partner organizations as well. The third component is your workforce. You need to make sure that they have the right tools and information to plan and execute in the safest way possible, right? With flexibility and agility being key determinants of winning and retaining customers, we need to look at these three blocks as a synergistic ecosystem. So outcomes, processes, and talent. Now, the only way you're going to be able to do that is with greater visibility to what is happening across the ecosystem. That's a critical starting point. You need to be able to capture the right signals and use AI on the signals to quickly respond to the ever-changing needs that are most prevalent right now. Now, the ability to respond very quickly to changing, you know, customer preferences, disruptions in the market, supply chain challenges, means that you have to really think through what value you're able to get through each of these singularly and together as an ecosystem, right? So now, the best way to do that is if you have the right digital building blocks. So first, the ability to capture and synthesize data signals from multiple and diverse sources as events occur. So you don't have to wait for a month to get data. You need to be able to capture that in real time as much as possible. Then leveraging the power of AI to turn those signals into meaningful insights at scale and doing this very quickly. You can't, again, wait for 2 weeks, you know, after an event has happened. You need to know that the event is happening and do something about it now. Thirdly, human capital. The talent within your and your partner organizations can both build these AI-led ecosystems and transform these insights to actions and outcomes. Very important to have these right, you know, these digital building blocks in place.
Those are very interesting points to hear, Ronnie. And thank you for providing us with that perspective. Now, one other question is specific to the current time that we are at in terms of, you know, the uncertain times that we're seeing. Many enterprises are looking to derive value in the short term. So what kind of application areas do you see for intelligent operations in the next few months?
Sure. So I think, you know, what used to be anathema till a few months back, you know, digital transformation is real now, right? So even traditional organizations like banks, you know, they're coming to the fore. So earlier, customers would spend a week or two trying to open a bank account. They would have to visit the branch, possibly, you know, multiple locations, submit multiple documents. All of these would have to be physically checked, validated. Then you would get an approval, request, which would get triggered. You would have to respond to that. Look at the touch points over here. It's a high friction process. Now that is changing. I mean, they're changing very, very rapidly. So in the last 2 months, I've seen banks change their processes so that you and I can sit in the comfort of our homes, interact via an app or with another individual on the other end of the screen, and, you know, upload a video, record a video, and the algorithm will detect whether it's you, whether and also perform higher order checks depending on what documentation you're providing, how you're responding to questions. It's a real-time interaction. Alerts are triggered, subsequent actions are also taken in a completely frictionless manner. So you get your approval in minutes, or you get flagged off if there's a problem in the process, you get flagged off in minutes rather than having to wait for days. So this is a huge change in the way banks are interfacing with new customers or even with some of their existing customers now. Another application area where worker safety and security takes precedence is remote inspection. Using drones, you can capture images and videos of buildings or of very large work sites. I mean, these go across hundreds of acres at times. And this footage can be analyzed by trained algorithms with only the anomalies needing to be flagged off for human intervention. Now, this will also save you hundreds, if not thousands of man hours, which would otherwise have been spent in a potentially hazardous environment. So AI engines can identify failure points, give out alerts, make recommendations, or even take actions depending on the kind of sensors that we use if the situation arises. So, think about an insurance company. I mean, you can safely inspect sites remotely to assess for damage and adjust claims and premium, all of it from the safety of a control room, rather than having to physically visit every site for every single claims request that comes in. For organizations who have, I would say, tactically assessed the impact of COVID-19 on their operations and are now beginning to look at the next 6 to 12 month cycle, one of the most impactful areas for AI-led intelligent operations is machine learning-based analytics applied towards increasing their operational efficiencies. So, for example, you would want to deploy connected devices throughout your infrastructure to continuously sense the health of that infrastructure, detect and report anomalies, and then be able to trigger preventive action needs very quickly to the right individuals, and then you can prevent unplanned downtime. So your resources, instead of spending time having to manually inspect every single item along the production line, you can divert those resources towards mitigating any of your midterm supply side challenges that you're facing, and also focus on reinvigorating your demand. So in all of these areas, you can see value of intelligent operations very quickly, provided you have the right digital building blocks in place. And I know that you've been driving some of these, development of these digital building blocks for our global customers over the last couple of years. So, what are some of the critical needs that you see, boiling up now?
Absolutely. So, Ronnie, continuing with the observations you just made around intelligent operations, what we are hearing more and more from clients is their need to reduce cost and risk while increasing operational efficiency. Now, at a high level, there are two questions that most of these clients are asking. One, can we proactively alert our business managers to anomalous trends across the value chain? And B, can we recommend actions to mitigate these business anomalies? Right? These are the two broad questions that most of these businesses are asking us today.
Right.
Now, to answer those two questions, we have to be able to deploy solutions quickly. We have to be able to deploy them within existing approved technology stacks or business systems that are currently available in the client environment. And three, we have to be able to make it easy to consume insights, right? Now, this is where our AI accelerators are coming into picture. Now, let me give you an example. So one of our recent client engagements, this client wanted to plug cost leakages in their procurement processes. Now, this is a problem area that our Watchtower accelerator is built to solve. So once we deploy the Watchtower, it automatically identifies business anomalies and their root causes. And in this case, it would alert to any form of cost leakages and indicate reasons for the same. Now, the Watchtower accelerator is an AI engine that's fluid enough to be deployed onto an approved tech stack and can integrate within existing front ends or business systems. So in this case, we were able to deploy it on their Azure approved services, and they had Power BI. So we were able to integrate it into some of their existing Power BI dashboards. And all of this we were able to do within a few weeks time. Now, if you look at it from a business user's perspective, it almost seemed like they're consuming a set of new insights within the existing applications that they already have, right? Mm-hmm. So it's seamless integration into their existing business environment. Now, what we've been able to do is by implementing this, we've almost done a 5x times faster from their existing systems in terms of identifying cost leakages without seeing any disruptions within the value chain itself.
Wow, that's great, Arjun. I mean, intelligent operations certainly is going to be increasingly the way forward as businesses come out of COVID-19 and start planning for resilience and agility in the coming months.
Absolutely, Ronnie, you said it perfectly. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you today, and thank you for joining us on this.
Thanks, Arjun. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the AI to Impact podcast. Do subscribe to our channel. We will continue these conversations with experts and thought leaders in our upcoming episodes. Till then, bye, stay home, and stay safe.